T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back on Afternoon Drive. In case you missed it, coming up in just about 20 minutes here,
it's
Nick.
Incredibly dark.
It is. Yeah. So we're at the
Harry Buffalo
in Lakewood. Thank you for the save there. My brain was skitzing out. I definitely have just hit the point where I had a lot of wings.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of jalapeno poppers. And now Daddy just wants to climb up in the bar and take a nap.
Well, again, the darkness is not helping me here, is
it? No. It's definitely there, but we've definitely reached that point where this window was our best friend for most of the show.
Yeah.
But everything was like almost whited out on the YouTube channel because it was so bright. Now we're going the opposite way. It looks like you and I are in our mom's basement.
Oh, it kind of, Mac pulled it up. It looks like we're in like a cabin in the woods.
Yeah, you know what though? I kind of like it. It's very Halloween.
We're about to go ice fishing here? Is that what's happening?
If that's what you want to call it. It's only going to be you and me.
Yeah, well, it's not like they put like seven people in those.
Some people call it spelunking. There's a lot of different ways.
You guys order the clowns?
You know those little huts that people just go ice fishing in? Have you ever done that?
I heard that they bring in the worst part of society, though.
Really? Why is that?
Yeah, those ice shanties.
It kind of sounds like a good time. I'd like to do it once in life. Because you just hang out and just drink all day and just you pretend like you're doing something. But in reality, I think me and fishing would get along really well, if I'm going to be honest about it.
All right. As you and I age now, your daughters are still young for us to do this.
Yeah.
But once both your girls are in school,
yeah,
I think you and I just take up like fly fishing.
I think that'd be a lot of fun.
And then like the show bonding is you and me driving, going to Canada, and we'll do it. We can broadcast from the cabin, and then we'll go out and fly fish.
Fly fishing
and
might
just
even be,
get absolute wrecked.
So fly fishing might even be a little too much energy for what I'm trying to my output.
You don't want to have to move your arm
like
3 times.
Yeah, and then
you just literally want to cast a line and wait.
Yes, exactly.
I want to come to my pond for that.
I might. Maybe that's what this turns into. Is me just going to your pond and just kind of waiting.
Well, it's funny.
Well,
like
the fly fishers get in the water. They actually get in the water.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea of just hanging out on the boat and then just whatever comes to you.
Yeah. No, I hate. Well, I shouldn't say hate.
Or
that.
Even our shanty. The ice hut.
Yeah.
We're at least in there. It's cold, but that's fine because we're just drinking and having a good time.
Yeah. See, one, boat, waves. I don't really get motion sickness, but it doesn't mean it won't happen in the future.
Mm.
And like, I remember my mom and her boyfriend, who's since passed, John, they would go out on Lake Erie and there'd be times where it catch like 15 fish.
Yeah.
And there'd be times they'd come back with like one baby, whatever. They wouldn't even bring back babies, but they'd come back and they'd be like, yeah, we didn't catch anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you were out there for 12 hours.
I mean, that's the spirit of the game.
You're burnt to a crisp.
That's the game.
Like, I need to catch at least one fish. What spoiled me is I grew up, my grandmother, my grandfather built a pond when they built their dream house in Chatham in 1975.
Mm-hmm.
And they stocked it. And to this day, it is fully stocked with bass and with bluegill. And with a couple catfish, a couple other like cleaner fish, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So we've trained these fish over 50 years. You just throw bread in, and they just nibble, nibble, nibble. So you can catch a fish as easy as chuck that line out there, and you're going to get something with it. If you the like three or four line casts. That's not how any other fishing works, which yeah. is not good for my ADHD brain because I'm like, clearly, I've casted five times. I should have three fish by
to
now.
To me, it wouldn't be about the fish. To me, it'd be about the drinking first, and then the fish is secondary to it, but it's just a fun activity to kind of take up in part of this.
I like the ice shanty. I'm down with the ice shanty. I just would like to go fishing also somewhere warm.
You know, yeah, warm is nice.
Like Canada in summer.
Okay.
That feels more my speed.
Yeah, yeah.
I think living in Ohio, I don't get people who are like, I live in Ohio and then I'm going to go to Canada and ice fish or Minnesota and ice fish when you already live in Ohio.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I travel and go to different spots and I'll go to different golf courses, you know, like, I mean, it's like it's different terrain. It's different. It's different.
Yeah,
fish
but that's
are
a warm
even going,
weather thing.
Different fish are even going after. Like, it's got to be, I don't know, it's kind of, it's playing a different course.
You know what we got to do?
What's that?
We got to find a way to bully, guilt, something. Joe Thomas into taking us fishing in Minnesota.
See, now, Mac, you know what we're doing now. We're going back into, I don't know if you've forgotten about this, Mac. I'm sure you remember, Nick. We came up with the idea that, because Travis Hunter is a...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Big fisherman.
Uh-huh.
And if the Browns were going to take Travis Hunter, we wanted to take him out on a boat and do a broadcast with Travis Hunter from Lake Erie.
Yep.
And it would have been great. It would have been awesome. Like, it would have just been like, hey, Travis, we're going to hang out with you. We'll do the interview the entire time. We'll also fish a little bit. We'll drink some beers, although I think we found out later that he doesn't even drink.
Yeah.
And we'll just kind of have a good
more
time.
More for you and me.
Exactly right. He doesn't have to be peer pressured into any of that. He can just hang out and fish. What we need is to do a remote on a boat.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't. See, can
and
we
make it rhyme that way, too.
Can we do a remote on a boat?
On a boat.
Without the remote?
Just be on a boat?
With Joe Thomas. And a copious amount of beer, and then he teaches us how to like fish.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Because Joe's a good hang regardless. I imagine you get a half case of something in Joe, little Bud Light in Joe, and our sponsor for today, thank you very much,
mm-hmm.
A little Bud Light in Joe. 12 of them, and I bet you Joe's even more fun.
Yeah.
And he's a cheaper date now because he weighs like 235 pounds. So it only takes like 15 beers to get him buzzed now.
Yeah, and you two are both considerably larger than I am. So the thought in my mind would come across just the idea that like if we all got hammered on a boat,
you'd be like six beers in and slurring.
You guys could easily just toss me over, and I'd have no repercussion there.
You'd be the worst.
I don't
chum
like
in the
putting
world,
myself
though.
In that situation. If
you'd
I'm
be
being
the
honest.
Worst. We're not going to throw you over.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know
no.
that.
We'd bring a much leaner person, right? Because I'm assuming fish like leaner meat, I'm guessing.
Okay. I was once, let me tell you a quick story. I was once, it was at one of the radio jobs I was at in Houston, and they asked, there was like a whole like company thing where they were asking like different questions and different things like that, and they had us all like broken down into groups, and they were like, so like on an island, who in your table would you be taking with you? And it's like this like big serious type thing. And I looked at the smallest guy and I said, him, because I know if times became tough, he's not going to be able to kill me.
Yeah.
Like I got him. And they didn't love that answer at all. That was not good for business.
No, why? Why didn't they like that answer?
Didn't
you were being
love
pragmatic.
It was not the vibe of the whole exercise.
Don't ask a problematic question if you don't want a problematic
answer.
I
think they wanted to be like, oh, I'd get along with Andy because Andy is funny. And so then we would just tell jokes and we'd pass the time until, SOS.
Until you starved to death?
Until people came and saw it. And I'm like, no, I take that guy because I'm pretty confident that that guy can't kill me.
But see, the problem
fairly
is...
Fairly confident I
see,
got
like,
that guy.
See, like, I would take somebody like you...
Yeah.
Because Andy's talent sounds too small.
Yeah.
Whereas if push comes to shove, I'm going to have to take you out.
No, I know. That's the problem. Like
enough,
you and Joe Thomas on a boat.
You've got enough sustenance.
If something happens, you and Joe Thomas in the boat, I'm not really standing much of a chance there.
Like if I find a way to cool the body for long enough,
yeah.
I could get a couple weeks meat out
of
you.
Oh, yeah. I'm 6'2", 225. Like got that'll take a long time.
Yeah.
If I
don't see you as a threat.
If I was on with like Tom Hanks and Wilson,
yeah,
like he's gonna be all right.
That'd actually be a really great that'd be a great matchup. You versus Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I think I'd take him at this point.
I don't think so.
I'm fairly confident.
Now,
I got him.
Not,
yeah, I mean he's older.
96 Hanks.
Oh, you mean prime Tom Hanks?
The Wilson that was on.
Tom,
yeah.
There's no way Tom Hanks is like a good uppercut or anything to even knock me out to begin with.
Oh, this is how he gets you.
I watch too much
this
of Larry.
This is how Harry gets you.
Larry Crown, he seems like the softest human imaginable.
That's a character.
Yes.
Now see, this
yes,
you're
it is.
Falling for the public image of Tom Hanks. The man has raised three sons. He's raised a daughter. He's married to Rita Wilson. This is a man who,
the
if
public
he
image
needs
is all
be,
we have of Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but I'm just
that
saying.
That is the true, authentic Tom Hanks.
This is a man who had to scrounge as a living before becoming
he's
a famous
Woody
actor.
Woody in Toy Story to me. I mean, what am I going to lose out to? Who's out to Woody from Toy Story?
This is how you end up the dead one. You always think
I'm
of your opponent.
I'm picking you, Hanks.
This is how you
bring it on, Tom.
Think of your opponent as the most extreme version of them in the best sense. And then think if you can take them. Because if you're just like, Woody will never
there
kill me.
There was never a ripped Tom Hanks, though.
Doesn't have to be ripped to have good cardio.
Yeah, he probably does have good cardio.
He's got to. I mean, you know.
He really
you get
got
older,
screwed
really
over
take
in that
care
movie,
of that sort
did he
of
not,
thing.
Though? He really did.
Which
Wilson,
movie?
Well, with Wilson and the volleyball and everything.
Yeah, I mean, he was on a deserted island.
Yeah, but like he came back, and the woman that he was engaged to was already married and had already moved on, and it was just... That's tough, man.
No, all I heard is he's single, and he's been out in the wilderness,
yeah.
And he's cut because he's lost a lot of weight.
Uh-huh.
You know, like he's trim. That's
UPS
as good as he's going to look.
All his job had left him. His fiance had left him, and married some dentist. Like he was just gone.
He went on a mission after that, and it was just years of just. Anything that moves.
So if Joe Thomas comes on a boat trip with us, I'd like to take Mac along as well.
I think Mac could take you.
Now you're just saying hurtful things to say hurtful things.
I think you guys are in
the
same
weight
class.
I don't even think Mac would agree that Mac could take me.
Mac, do you think you could take Jonathan?
I think I can catch you off guard.
Come on.
I mean, you did underestimate Tom Hanks.
Come on, let's just not...
The guy survived on a deserted island for untold amount of time, and you think you could just take
one
him.
One slip, you're going overboard.
Let's stop saying hurtful things now, okay, guys?
I'm just saying, Mac is a confident man.
All right, do I need to go lower? Do I need to go to like Jax or someone like that? Is Jax now on the boat?
That's too gamey.
Whoa.
I mean, maybe Jax is the right call. He's a great hang. You know he's a good time.
Yeah.
And push comes to shove. I'm sorry, buddy. There's no chance you're surviving there.
I disagree.
You think you could take me too?
Yeah, I mean, if we're on a boat, anything goes. Like,
you think you could take Nick?
Go for the knees.
Oh, you bastards would be dead in 5 minutes.
Let's see how far the ego goes. Mac, you think you could take Nick as well?
He wants to say.
Yeah, he does.
He wants to say yes, but he knows the truth.
Yeah, catch him off guard.
Yeah,
you
can take me.
Well, that exercise made me feel.
You think
a lot
you can
better.
Take me, JP?
No. Okay, no. I wouldn't even try.
No, see, this is
that's the problem with you and Joe Thomas. I would just have to be like, I guess I'm dead here.
You'd have to pit two gorillas against each other.
I know what it is. I don't even give you a chance to go ahead and do what you need to do as far as killing me. I just jump over. I just jump over the boat.
Oh, I didn't.
We
know.
We just call it a day.
I don't know if you go to Joe and be like, you know, Nick keeps talking about trying to kill you. That's the smart play. That's how you got to do it.
Yeah.
That's how Hanks would do it.
Yeah, that is how Hanks would do it.
In case we missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.